Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns' podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Member Forum Video is brought to you by PSEU Co-op Solutions, Connective, and Despite Impossible. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the PSEU Co-op Solutions Member Forum here in beautiful San Antonio, Texas. And look who is in the studio lounge, Mr. Todd Lane himself from California Coast Credit Union, right in my neck of the woods. How are you, sir?
All the way from California to Texas.
Yeah, so
it's
not
been
too
great.
Bad.
It's been good. Been a great 4 days.
Yeah, so how, you're on the board, PSU board?
I'm on the PSU board. Okay. I've been on the board for 2 years now. It has just been a wonderful experience. I hope it continues for a long time.
Yeah.
Seeing these two great organizations that have come together in Co-op Solutions and PSEU. Had a front row seat to that.
I bet you have.
So it is, it's been a wonderful experience. A lot of work still to do, but it gives me great optimism for this industry, for both of these organizations, when I see what is going on behind the scenes and the leadership that has just been fantastic throughout. On both sides, on the co-op side as well as PSEU. So I'm just full of optimism.
Good. Yeah, I think that's the general consensus around here as well. I see, much like the GAC, where there was kind of this air of revitalization, refreshing, that type of stuff. I get the same vibe here as well. Very positive. There's a pep in people's step a little bit, you know?
Absolutely. And I think it's going to continue. You know, it takes a long time to, you know, push two organizations that are this size together.
Gosh, yeah.
But they're going through the process, and, you know, it's really important that credit unions continue in that excitement. You know, they're going to do a brand rollout in a month or so at the Think Conference, but, you know, it's really important that we see the fruits of all of this work that's going on. And now that's going to take some time, but that excitement, that optimism really has to continue. So, and it has to be not just the organizations, not just the board, it has to be the credit unions, the members.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. And I want to get to your credit union, California Coast in San Diego. How do you see this integration affecting your credit union? Have you kind of looked at it? Obviously, you've looked at it from that perspective, but how do you see it affecting your credit union?
You know, being from California, I'm very familiar with the co-op.
You're right.
We were a co-op client for many years, had moved over to PSU, which is based on the East Coast, and so that was a little different for a California a credit union. But I think the thing that strikes me is when I see the talent in both organizations coming together. We rely on our industry on innovation. That's how we compete with the big guys, the big national banks. And we need partners, not vendors. We need partners like PSCU. You know, almost 5,000 employees now, right? You know, almost $1.5 billion in revenues. Yeah. We need big organizations that are credit union organizations that work alongside us in innovating, keeping us relevant. And that's the thing that really is going to be so, so critical.
Yeah.
It's really part and parcel to our survival in financial services.
Yeah. I mean, because now they're combined, they're serving probably more than half the industry, right?
Well, absolutely. So, 4,000 clients, 4,000 credit unions. They serve banks as well.
Yep. Yep.
I think is great.
I agree. So let's get your take on the conference itself here. Again, this is the first one where everyone's kind of come together. What's your take on that situation?
Well, it's been great. First, you can't help but notice the number of people.
Yeah, there's a lot of people here.
1,400 people. Yeah. You know, yesterday evening, we all got bused out to a ranch.
Yeah.
And then just the sheer number of buses. I'm like, wow, this is big.
Yeah, quite a caravan.
This is huge. You know, you go to the GAC and you see 6,000 people, and then you come here to San Antonio, Texas, and you don't expect to see 1,400 people. But it's 1,400 credit folks. So that's the first thing that caught my attention. you know, the beginning of the sessions, they really talked about the integration of two organizations, which I think is the right thing to do. People are asking questions.
Yeah, they want to know what the status is, what's the update?
And I think they did a wonderful job of laying that out. The breakouts have been great. I was in one breakout session yesterday. They were talking about fraud, which is on everybody's mind. And you know, to your earlier question, it's very impressive to see. I had no idea the resources and the expertise that PSCU and the co-op was putting on fraud.
Yeah, yeah.
And cybersecurity and those sorts of things. That was reassuring to me. But that was a great, so the breakout sessions have been great, and then the keynotes have just been over the top. We just got done listening to former President Bush.
Yes, how was that?
You know what? I loved every second of it. And I think everybody in that room loved every second of it. It just struck me, he has this, you know, West Texas sort of sense of humor. And, you know, he's very humble individual. But there were lots of messages that are so important to credit unions and credit union leaders that I took away from that. The importance of surrounding yourself with great people.
Oh my God.
You know, he's a very humble guy. He's well studied, well, he reads a lot, and he talked about his daily routine in the White House. But he talked about the importance of having smarter people around him, like Condoleezza Rice. He referred to her quite often.
That's who I was just thinking of.
Yeah. Of course, he called her Condi.
Yeah.
But anyways, he surrounded himself with great people. And he was very proud of the fact that there wasn't a lot of turnover. There wasn't a lot of, he didn't have to get rid of too many folks during his 2 terms as president. He talked about his relationship with his dad when he was president. You know, one of only 2 father-son presidential, right? And that his father really never meddled in presidential business, but his father reassured him all the time. And it really played into the character and self-awareness of President Bush. And his primary role on this planet was to be a great father to his 2 daughters. And he talked about that. And so it just puts things in perspective about leadership, what's important, having a sense of humor, what he's done after he's, you know, no longer president.
Did he touch on his artistry?
He did. He's been painting for 13 years now, and he couldn't paint a lick before, and he got help. In terms of painting lessons, whatever, and what he painted first, and what he's doing now. And he said, you know, he's not a former president that wants to be in the news, that wants to second guess, that
good
wants to share his opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
But he does it through his painting. He said, that's my message.
Interesting.
When he painted 43 wounded veterans that got wounded when he sent them into Afghanistan or Iraq, he painted portraits of them.
Oh my God.
And that was how he sent a message to the world.
Wow.
What's important?
Yeah.
You know, what's important? So so he talked a bit about that, anyway, I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was great.
Well, and you got to, as a bonus, you got to meet him. You got to shake hands.
I did. I got to shake hands. Got to take a picture with him.
That's pretty cool, too.
And I shared with you, I have a very distant sort of connection to him. My cousin actually worked for him at one time. And now this is a cousin that's older than me that I have met maybe once or twice in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Grew up in the same small town in Oklahoma. And of course, President Bush was very familiar with him. His name's Joe Aubon. But anyways, it was nice to have a connection with him. You know, you don't want to go in, talk to a president, start dropping names. You know, that sounds a little corny, a little cheesy.
Yeah.
Sort of look sideways at you. But he embraced it. He really embraced it because Joe Aubon had run his his campaign to become governor of the state of Texas.
Yeah.
So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
you got a little bit, a little brush with greatness there.
Yeah,
Todd.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I'm looking forward to seeing what the picture looks like. And, but anyway, yeah, it was just a great experience. I've never met a president before.
Yeah.
So it's my first. The other thing he talked about in there, which really struck me, is you think that we're in divisive times. Certainly, politically, we are, and you see it. But he has this great optimism that it's going to self-correct. And he told us it always has. And he says there have been more divisive times. I mean, think of the Civil War.
I was thinking the same thing, right?
And,
right.
Think about the 60s and the, divisiveness about the Vietnam War.
Exactly. Oh,
and he says it always self-corrects. So, I hadn't heard that perspective. I'm around a lot of people that are in politics, my spouse being one, and you just sort of turn your head and like, really? This is what's going on in our country? And he joked about, he's actually younger than George Bush, is 77. He's younger than both the presidential candidates. And he says,
run again.
And he says, I'm not... although he's fit and mentally very sharp and very funny, it's like and he said that will self-correct too eventually. So a lot of optimism.
That's pretty cool. That's a good message to have in that room for sure.
Absolutely.
So moving forward, and especially in an election year as well in 2024. So yeah. So last question for you. Moving forward, again with the integration. Your coding, how it's affecting, and there's so much going on in the industry right now. Oh my gosh, generative AI and fraud, all that type of stuff. What's your outlook on 2024?
I think it's going to be a tough year. When you look at the economics, the balance sheets of credit unions, it's going to continue to be a challenge. Margins have squeezed. And I think that's going to continue to be the case. We didn't get great inflation numbers the other day, and it looks like the Fed's going to keep rates higher longer than we had anticipated. We think we're prepared for that, and we'll do fine. We're seeing lots of pressures because of that on credit unions. And then you add on top of that the pressure that we have on sources of other revenues, non-interest income, whether it's fees from overdrafts.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And NSFs to interchange income. California Coast is the state of California, as and there's lots of attention from our state lawmakers on overdraft and NSF, and then you have it from the NCUA and the CFPB. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's coming from all different directions, and I think we need to understand that there's going to be changes, and it's not going to work in our favor.
We know that.
So what is our plan? If they're not planning for this, they better start.
Better start, for sure.
And we are certainly planning for these things. And, what are we going to do if?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe we need to do something now before it lands on us.
Be a little proactive in that area.
Exactly.
It never hurts.
So that's a little bit of the outlook. But again, that's short term. It's everything self-corrects. Mm-hmm. I think we'll come out of this even stronger. And then when you have partners like PSU Co-op Solutions, especially on the payment side of the house, which innovation is very rapid.
Good grief.
We need partners like that, and so we're very optimistic. We enjoy our partnership with them. We really integrate them into our strategic thinking and how we want to compete in the financial services marketplace. And they help us figure out where they play a role, where they can help us achieve that vision, achieve those strategies. And they're not just coming in and slinging products and services at you, and here's the latest whiz-bang thing. It's real strategic, real stuff that integrates into our vision. And so that's how we define a true partnership.
Well, it sounds like it's even consultative,
Exactly.
And then, we got the technology to back it up, but hey, let's work on something that'll fit, because every credit union is different. Obviously, they have different needs and stuff, and
exactly.
You know that better than anybody.
Exactly.
So yeah.
That's it. I mean, we're a credit union that likes to control as much as we can the member experience, whether it's a member experience in the branch or the call center, or the mobile platform, mobile banking.
Yeah.
We can't control everything, but we want as much of an impact that's specific to our institution and our membership, and they then help us understand where they can help achieve that vision, given our desire to control certain things. And it may be a small thing here and a larger thing here, but they are always there understanding where we want to go with things, and we appreciate that.
Yep.
So, again, great optimism because of these sort of things that are going on.
Yeah, indeed. So, well, I think that's a great message to end on. Optimism is always a good message, so...
The other is worse. So the other is, you got to be optimistic even in retirement. He talked about that as well.
Yeah.
You know? So,
it's
been a great
conference. Pretty special to have a person like that here.
It is.
And really puts it in perspective.
Great way to end the conference.
Yep, so, no doubt. Yeah. All right, Todd. Well, thanks again, as always, for your time. Keep up the good work there at California Coast. I'm just up the road from you, so I'm always watching. And
always appreciate what you do, Mike.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
I get your emails with CU Broadcast, both of my personal email account and my work email. So I get to see your stuff twice.
Doubled your fun there. All right, Todd. Well, thanks again.
Appreciate the
time, as always. And look forward to the next chat, as always.
Take care.
All right. Member Forum Video is brought to you by PSEU Co-op Solutions, Connective, and Despite Impossible.
Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.